Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the fourth of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is Stories of Call in the Gospels. This session explores stories of call as recorded in the Gospels, which are found in the second part of the Bible, the New Testament. The specific stories examined are the call from God to Mary through an angel, the call to Joseph in a dream, and the call from Jesus to the first disciples. The call of Mary. The Annunciation, or announcement to Mary, is the most famous account of a call in the whole of the Bible. The story begins with an account of the angel Gabriel addressing the young virgin named Mary who was engaged to Joseph. The angel Gabriel says the following words, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." As a virgin, under ordinary circumstances, Mary could not have conceived a child. The angel tells Mary that if she accepts God's invitation, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. It is to be through Mary that God will become one with humanity in the person of Jesus Christ. Mary's reply was one of total acceptance. "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." The call of Joseph. The role of Mary in the birth of Jesus is, of course, vital. There can be no baby without a mother. While less obvious, the role of Joseph in the extraordinary set of events that lead to the birth of Jesus was also vital. In the culture of Palestine 2,000 years ago, a woman had no identity of her own. At that time, in that culture, a woman gained her identity by her relationship to a man, either as a mother, daughter, or wife. In a culture in which male honor was a very strong factor, widows and women who fell pregnant outside of marriage were on the very margins of society. Given that Joseph was not the biological father of Jesus, his decision to marry the seemingly shameful Mary was courageous. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, we read that it was through a dream that Joseph was called to take Mary as his wife and name her son and care for him as if it was his own. This is how Jesus came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being an upright man and wanting to spare her disgrace, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins." Now, all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. "Look, the virgin is with child, and will give birth to a son whom they will call Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. He had not had intercourse with her. And when she gave birth to a son, he named him Jesus. Jesus calls the first disciples. In the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we find the story of the call of the first disciples through a sign. Jesus calls three fishermen, Simon, also known as Peter, James, and John. Even though the fishermen had caught nothing throughout the night, Jesus instructs them to go out a little way into the lake and lower their nets. They caught so many fish that the nets began to break. Simon Peter's response to this sign from God was in both action and words. He fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. A little later, Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me. In response, Levi, who was also called Matthew, left everything and followed Jesus. God's call to you. Just as the early followers of Christ, Mary, Joseph, Peter, James, John, and Matthew, were called in their own way and responded positively to their call, God's personal call to you is an invitation for you to respond by saying yes. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. As you reflect on the call stories of Mary and Joseph, what elements in the stories surprised you? Question number two. What episodes from any of the call stories are you drawn towards and why? And question three. As you bring this session to prayer, think about what God's call to you is and what your response is. A film available on DVD that might help to explore the stories of call in the Gospels is The Nativity Story. Made in 2006, this film was directed by Catherine Hardwicker and stars Keisha Castle Hughes. The Nativity Story is one of the best films to appreciate the call of Mary, the annunciation of Jesus' birth by the angel Gabriel, and one of the few films to show Joseph as a young, hard-working man in Nazareth who has to cope with the mystery of his wife's unexpected pregnancy. The actors are young and credible. We see the daily routines of life in Nazareth, reminding us that ordinary life can be the setting for a special call by God. The film shows Joseph's doubts as well as his call. The long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem reminds us that while we can focus on the call, we have to face living the consequences of the call in hard times as well as good. We conclude this session with the Song of Mary, the Magnificat, which Luke places on the lips of the pregnant Mary during her visit to Elizabeth, who was also pregnant, carrying John the Baptist. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham, and his sons forever.